Well, as we open up this week's inbox, we have one of our counselors, Harry Pearson, here. Hey, Harry. Great
Hello.
To have you.
It's my pleasure.
With another great question from one of you listeners. And this is a guy who's basically saying, I'm prayerfully considering a relationship with a friend of mine, but my interest seems to be split between two individuals. Is it bad to have a backup if the first girl rejects me? Or if she accepts, will I be starting the relationship poorly because I also have feelings for someone else? That's a tough one. Can be confusing, I guess.
Well, I think it can be confusing if you create a confusing situation for yourself.
Yeah, make it more confusing than
right.
it is. Okay.
And multiple people involved at the same time romantically can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to me that he started out his statement by, I'm prayerfully considering.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to think, at least my understanding of scripture and relationships is that if I'm in relationship with Christ and I'm really seeking him and so on, that I'm not going to lend myself to be romantically involved or attracted to multiple people
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Because
mm-hmm. It's two now, but next week it could be a third maybe enter mm-hmm. into the picture or something like that. So I think it's a matter of guarding your heart
mm-hmm.
and your emotions and your feelings in Christ so that you are not creating something that could be confusing and complicated. You know, our culture kind of plays with our emotions, and
mm-hmm.
it's saying that this kind of thing, playing the crowd,
mm-hmm.
is okay.
Yeah.
And it's really not.
Yeah.
It's really not a healthy way to go for Christians.
Yeah.
So I would caution him to maybe take a step back and consider what he's doing, just his approach to being
yeah.
involved.
And it's interesting because on the flip side of that, as I read this question, you know, one thing I also want to caution him against is worrying about the fact that because he would possibly be interested in dating two different people, that means that he can't just choose one of them. You know, I mean, I don't think it's unheard of for, you know, and I've been in this situation where I've been in a group of people where I'm like, there are several guys here that I would date. You know, I think they're quality guys there, but I didn't cultivate feelings towards them because they couldn't go anywhere. They currently had not pursued me or whatever. So I think what you're saying, to your point, or where I think you're going with this is, yeah, he does have to make a choice. If he wants to date one of these girls, he needs to pick one and then focus on her and not always trying, you know, to keep one foot on both sides of the fence or keep his options open or try to make sure he's holding on to this plan B girl or backup girl or whatever at the same time. So I think that's good. Wisdom, how would you recommend that he actually does that? What's a great way? You referenced guarding your heart. What's a great way, Harry, that he can ensure that he's doing that and being honest with both girls?
Well, and I think that the point you're making is really good. You're making a very important distinction between having an initial interest
mm-hmm.
in multiple people.
Right.
Whereas, if I'm understanding this question correctly, this is emotional involvement,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
that he's emotionally connecting
right. yeah.
with more than one person. So right. that's different than dating, than
yeah.
just getting together socially and finding out if there's interest.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he's allowing himself to become emotionally connected to more than one person. And
mm-hmm.
so that's what I mean when I say guard your heart.
Yeah.
That's not something that is a healthy thing to do,
mm-hmm.
in my perspective, as relationships are concerned, that
mm-hmm.
that he should, I think, consider his own feelings as far as Christ is concerned,
mm-hmm.
his own self-care, his self-awareness,
mm-hmm.
because if I'm lending myself to emotionally connecting on a romantic kind of level with more than one person, that's not a healthy thing
yeah.
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So he needs to just take a step back, reevaluate his idea, his perspectives of being in relationship with people, and are they lining up with what God wants for him? Because I don't think we need a backup plan
mm-hmm.
Where God is concerned, where if we're emotionally connecting with more than one person,
right.
that this person is going to be the backup plan
mm-hmm.
if
right.
I get rejected.
yeah. No, that's good. Good advice. And it also just reminds me of why it's always great to bring someone alongside you in your life as accountability, as a mentor, someone who can keep their eye on both of these situations and make sure that you are not truly, what we would say at Boundless, defrauding the one girl because you are trying to play both sides of that. So, Harry, thank you so much for weighing in on this one.
My pleasure.
Okay, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, do write to us at editor@boundless.org or find us on social media. Find us on the blog post for the show. Weigh in on what you think. Have you been in a situation like this? We would love to hear it. So otherwise, we will see you next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.